the wound. The wound gaped open. It was remarkably like the wedge of an orange when it is split, spurting. He wanted to close the wound with a kiss, to graft his mouth to the warm, wet tissue. He kept about the wound, waiting and deeply disturbed, his fascination like the inside of the wound itself, deep, as deep almost as the life principle, the irresistible force of being. The force lay there in the rupture of the flesh, there at the center of the wound. Had he been God, he should himself have inflicted the wound, and he should have taken the wound gently, gently in his hands, and placed it among the most brilliant wildflowers in the meadows of the mountains.